Today on the Locked On Rockies podcast, who replaces John Gray? Chris Bryant? Rockies questions, maybe some answers?
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 30th day of November, the final day of November, if you're keeping track that way. Holiday season officially here. You can't really say it's not anymore. You're in. I listened to some Christmas music today. I'm a big holiday guy. I'm someone who's excited by the holiday season. I enjoy it. I think it's fun. I hope it's enjoyable and fun for you all. But if it's not, I apologize for that. We're talking Rockies baseball. We are now looking in the aftermath of John Gray, what that means for the rotation. I promise I'll be a little more calm today. I've a little more time to sit and stew with things. Not any less disappointed, not any less frustrated, but new day, new podcast. We got to move on, just like Rockies fans kind of know how to do, because what else can we do? John Gray is no longer a member of the Colorado Rockies, signing a four-year, $56 million deal with the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers are going to be very, very fun. The AL West is going to be a great, great division. There is a lot of great baseball to be played in there, and the Astros are now got to be looking at things a little bit more seriously and especially evaluating what they're going to do. With they've lost a couple of pieces. Correa might still be gone. You know, there hasn't been anything there yet. The AL West is going to be a interesting division, and the Rangers should be a good team. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you do make a lot of moves, and you have to wonder what that means in terms of coming together. But they've made moves and commitments to be long-term. I mean, there's not a lot of short-term deals here. You know, Corey Seager, 10 years. John Gray, 5 years. Who else did they? Simeon as well is a multi-year deal. That is a very, very good infield. I guess not done, I've heard. Locked on Rangers is going to be your place to go, so you're staying up to date with all things. Bryce has been all over it over there, and we're going to chat with Bryce next week. We were going to talk this week, but as you can tell, over on the Locked On Rangers side of things, a little busy. A lot of things going on there, and a lot of things to break down. And as exciting as it is for John Gray, not the biggest name that is now a Ranger. So we'll talk some John Gray Ranger stuff again next week. You're gonna get some more John Gray. Like, this is a big deal. A lot of people have a lot of people consider John Gray to be one of the best pitchers that the Rockies have ever had in terms of being able to pitch at Coors, being there for a while, a passion for playing at Coors Field. This is a something we'll need to monitor and discuss, and I'd love to get Bryce's perspective on it as well. Few people know the Rangers as good as Bryce. So let's talk a little bit about John Gray's replacement, what the Rockies are going to do. And Skylar Timmons over here on Purple Road, they wrote something over here in the end of October. Hypothesizing, and I wanted to focus here a little bit on the in-house options that they mentioned.
Woo!
Early day. Anyway, it's no secret that the Rockies are, again, we are reading from Purple Row, finding a replacement for John Gray on the rock pile here from October 24th, Skylar Timmons. It's no secret that the Rockies are a bottom-heavy organization with their pitching prospects. A lack of depth has been a problem for a few years, but the team has been able to combat that with a durable and quality starting rotation at the big league level. When they have turned to depth pieces, it hasn't exactly turned out the way they hoped. Peter Lambert made a return to the Rockies from Tommy John surgery for a couple starts at the end of the season. He struggled in those starts, pitching just 5 2/3 innings between the two starts, allowing 7 runs on 12 hits for an ERA of 11.12. He gets the benefit, 11.12, I guess, if you want to be specific. He gets the benefit of the doubt coming off an injury, and he did have some promise in his work in 2019. As a rookie, Lambert made 19 starts where he posted a 7.25 ERA and 89 1/3 innings of work. The main problem Lambert will need to overcome if he wants to crack the rotation is the number of walks issued. In 21 starts with the Rockies, Lambert has issued 38 walks to just 60 strikeouts. His 1.779 whip is something he needs to lower, but proving he can limit his hits and walks and show he can be effective in retiring big league batters. He will get a long look in spring training for some sort of a role, regardless of Gray, but he needs to show plenty of improvement this offseason. Remember, this was written before the Gray deal. Ryan Rolison, this is probably, I would say, the most likely situation for the Rockies, maybe Ashton Godot as well. Ryan Rolison is the top pitching prospect for the Rockies. If not for the freak injuries that hindered his 2021 season, it's not far-fetched that he would have debuted with the Rockies at some point. Rolison spent the entirety of the season in the minors, where he posted a 5.27 ERA and 71 and two-thirds innings of work across four levels. He spent the majority of the season at AAA Albuquerque, where he made 10 starts, pitching to a 5.91 ERA and 45 and two-thirds innings of work. It was a good trial for Rolison as he faced more big league caliber batters in a hitter-friendly league. Just like Lambert, Rolison will need to show that he can throw effective strikes and limit free passes. In Albuquerque, Rollison's walk rate ticked up while strikeouts went down, and he allowed an average of 10 hits per 9 innings. He has the makings of the next homegrown pitcher for the Rockies, but he will need to fine-tune his skills in spring training where he can make a strong impression and pitch his way onto the Rockies roster. This also mentions Ryan Feltner and Ryan Castellini, but I don't think he is on the team anymore. But anyway, yeah, I think it's going to be Rolison. I think if that's who I think the Rockies will stay in house for to replace John Gray. I just don't necessarily there's no signs of what they'd be going after in terms of a free agent. It's hard to get people to come and pitch here, and you know when you didn't sign the pitcher that wants to be in the mix, you know, what does that mean for other pitchers that want to come here? A name that's been thrown out as well has been Dylan Bundy, mentioned in this piece as well. Dylan Bundy would fit the bill quite nicely. He hasn't had the same success as Gray, but Bundy has proven himself a quality starter in a rotation. Bundy has a career 4.72 ERA with 8.9 strikeouts per 9 innings and a 36.7 ground ball rate. His 2021 was not ideal as he posted a 6.06 ERA, my apologies, and 90 and two-thirds innings of work while allowing 20 home runs on the year. He's been more prone to giving up the long ball, but the Rockies could buy low on the 29-year-old and hope they can iron out those details to have Bundy fall in line with the rest of the rotation. Not opposed to that, but it worries me for there's the big warning signs that I'm looking for when it comes to the Rockies signing a pitcher or calling up a pitcher and having it be a young guy is walks and home runs. And we'll talk about that in a second because I got to tell you about our wonderful friends at Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered all season for more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season marches on to the playoffs. You know you want to make some money. You know you got to get on the action. So why not take advantage of more props, odds, and lines than ever before at Bet Online? Because Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. Get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at BetOnline using the promo code LOCKEDON, and you will receive that 50% welcome bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season, including a 50% welcome bonus when you sign up today using the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Also, got to tell you about our friends at DirecTV. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phones, and you got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Maybe your neighbor's your best friend too. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again, and the best part, there's no, yes, no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Find the DirecTV Stream information. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. All right, folks. Walks and home runs have to be limited by Rockies pitchers. That is the only way when we've seen the Rockies starter struggle, when we've seen Rockies pitching struggle, and the big issues that we saw from the bullpen in close games in 2021 came down to walks and home runs. This is an aggressive Major League Baseball now. This is an era where people are swinging more often than not. And they are swinging for the fences. So there is more, the increase of focus on the home run ball, it also has to factor into your pitching. But the Rockies got killed by free passes, especially by the bullpen. And the starters were the strong parts in keeping the Rockies in games and keeping the score tight for a good chunk of those losses, especially on the road. But when the Rockies starter struggled, it starts with walks. It starts right there. The Rockies have to be one of the best teams, and their starters have to be some of the best at limiting walks. If the ball's going to go into play, if you're going to lose because a team out hits you at Coors, what are you going to do? That's fine. But it gets a lot more dangerous when you walk a guy in the first inning, and then there's a double, and then you're facing the 3-4-5 with two runners on immediately in the first inning. The Rockies have to be elite at limiting hit or home runs and walks, because those are the things that people will take advantage of in your home ballpark. And it's something that you know. I mean, that's what you have to learn. That's why you need that ground ball rate. You need that fastball that misses. You need to be able to get swing and misses on bats. It is essential. It is crucial that the Rockies do this and that they take this approach with whoever is going to be next. I don't think whoever the Rockies replace John Gray with is going to be as successful as John Gray at Coors Field, at least to start. Young guys, I'm excited for. Rollison can get some time. Rollison, however, I need to get that name right. I know that's on me. But there needs to be a focus there. Because the strength of the Rockies at home has to be the fact that the Rockies are the ones that are going to take these pitchers and make them uncomfortable and hit the home runs and get the walks. Because they want to be at Coors. They know what's going on. Pitchers that come in, they're the ones that are intimidated to be there, especially ones that don't come all that often. The pitchers have to be the one with the exact opposite. They know how dangerous it is. Their hitters tell them. They've seen it from the bullpen. They've seen it as starters. All these pitchers here, at the 4 out of 5, have been here, except for Gomber. But he knows. Gomber got it. I mean, look at Austin Gomber. I mean, he learned the hard way. Look what happened to him in his first start at Coors Field. He limits the walks. He goes off, and he's much more successful pitching at 52. 80. I was going to say the street cross-sections, but I was like, 52 is not 20th and Blank. That doesn't match up whatsoever. But anyway, that is what the Rockies have to focus on with the John Gray replacement and their pitching approach this whole season. You got to limit the free passes. You got to limit that. Let's see. Total walks allowed by Rockies in 2021. So often the Rockies found themselves in situations where they just unnecessarily, they lost a lot of unnecessary games last year due to free passes, especially from the bullpen. 539 walks given up by the team last year. And when you look at it, and then, you know, Herman, 64 walks. Carlos Estevez has really 21 walks. Chacin, 28 walks. These need to be eliminated. You gotta watch out for that, and you can't get bit by the long ball. That is something we need to see Kyle Freeland and Austin Gomber get better at, and Herman Marquez. That's why, you know, part of what the focus is of why Senza got the contract and why we're looking at Senza, 12 home runs given up last year. That is the least among the starters for the team. John Gray gave up 21, Gomber 20, Erman 21, Kyle Freeland 20. Senza only gave up 12 home runs. That is crucial to the Rockies' success. It is crucial to the Rockies to limit those home runs and limit those walks. I know that seems obvious, but that's what I want from the replacement. When I'm looking for something, I'm okay, I guess, discovering what we have in these younger pitchers, even though the depth isn't that much there, than I am maybe risking it on a free agent pitcher. But I'm not opposed to go out and getting a Dylan Bundy to see what they can do, iron out those home runs. But to bring in a guy that's high home run prone, that's what worries me a little bit. That's my concern. So at the end of the day, I think the replacement for John Gray is going to come from the organization. I think they're going to want to see Lambert. They're going to want to see what they get with Lambert and Rolison being hopefully healthier and in a better position, see what they can get from there. I would imagine that's the plan for the Rockies. They do say they want to buy and spend and contend. They, you know, that's still what they keep saying. We'll see. But most likely, I think the replacement for John Gray will come from a pitcher we've seen in the organization before. Is that a good thing? No. That'll be a down. The Rockies starting rotation is it will be worse without John Gray. At least for now, and at least we'll see. Maybe that isn't going to be the case. Maybe we'll see with these young guys, but I don't know. John Gray was just someone who had it figured out, and while he struggled and wasn't as good, he was still efficient enough there. But we'll see. I mean, there are some options, but my bet would go on the Rockies replacing John Gray from within the organization, because that I think they want to have a pitcher that they've develop or trying to develop and work on it. Because, you know, John Gray had to go through, you know, some stuff and go through some rough years at the major league level as well to get the confidence and the abilities that he has now. Never panned out to the expectations he's had, but he's still panned out to be pretty darn good. So, you know, if the Rockies feel like they can do the same thing with a Lambert, a Rolison, something like that, I think that's going to be – that seems the more likely route for the Rockies than going out and signing someone. But I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if they want to take a chance on someone like Dylan Bundy. Speaking of potential free agents, the Rockies are apparently interested in Chris Bryant. Let's talk about that in just a sec. So on the Twitter this morning, not too surprising, we got the Rockies are still interested in John Gray or in Trevor Story. No surprise. This is from John Heyman. He's the one that's been saying this stuff about the Rockies being interested in people. I mean, for some. Here we go. Let's because John Heyman has been, I guess it follows that up with an interesting. The Rockies are interested in Chris Bryant as they are obviously aiming to compete in 2022. Geographically, it would certainly work for Bryant, a Las Vegas native. He also tweeted yesterday the Rockies are still interested in reuniting with with Trevor Story. He said in an interesting twist, the Rockies would like to try to bring back Trevor Story. I don't think that's a twist. That was the thing that threw me off. I think the Rockies have always said, you know, they would take Trevor Story back. Of course they would be interested in reuniting him, but it doesn't sound like they actually tried or there has been any conversations. Follows up his Chris Bryant tweet from today. All the derision of the Rockies, in my view, is misguided. It's admirable that they are trying and not tanking. Also, their pitching is solid and they have some good young players. It's not misguided because they would be better now if they actually stuck to the plan. They aren't trying to compete as much as they were back in the day because it doesn't make sense, the moves that you're making, if you're trying to compete. Why are you not spending more money? Why is Trevor Story gone? Why is John Gray gone from those solid pitchers? And why did you trade Nolan Arenado? That's what I'm saying when it's coming. Like, that stuff, it's not misguided if you have followed and understood the team to be frustrated and feel ire and emotions towards the Rockies. I don't think, you know, John is more, he's more connected. He's an actual, he's the insider. Boom, boom, bang, boom. You know what I'm saying? But like, real Rockies fans that follow the team, that actually go through the thick and thin with this, that actually still tune into games and follow this club, know that it's not misguided. None of this is. Dick Monfort's organization, the way he's ran it, the choices he's made, it's not misguided to feel this way, the way we feel about the Rockies. Sorry. That just got me fired up a little bit. That's not what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about Chris Bryant on the Rockies, and this deserves a longer deep dive. This won't be the last time. But the question, I think, is what role would Chris Bryant play to start? And if he's coming in, he's going to be the outfielder that they wanted to add. I'm much happier. I got some questions on Twitter today. I would much happier with the Rockies getting a filler shortstop for a couple of years until they can get the young guys up. And here's the deal. I'm fine if Chris Bryant wants to come and swing it at Coors, and I'm fine with sticking him in right field, because if the Rockies get their DH, which I think they desperately want to do. But I desperately want them to do, because I think it's a good improvement for the Rockies themselves. But if you get Chris Bryant, I think he goes into right field. I think Charlie goes to the DH. I think that makes the most sense to me. That's what I would do if they're going to bring in Chris Bryant. We're going to dive more. Does it make sense to bring in Chris Bryant? You know what? Honestly, I think it's fine. If he has the ability, he has kind of that player come to Coors Field and swing it well for a bit type of mentality. And I'm okay with that, because the Rockies do need to figure out what Zach Veen, and a few years down the line, what Benny Montgomery is going to do. So if you can get Chris Bryant to fill in for a couple more years to then maybe get to where Zach Veen's going to be ready to go here, you can maybe get him some playing time down the stretch and see what he's going to do. That could be interesting, because you also, the Rockies don't need to go crazy at shortstop when they have Tovar coming. That's who they wanted to have replace Trevor Story. According to MLB.com, he's MLB ready. He can be, they're projecting him to be up here on 2023. So if Tovar's coming in 2023 and Veen's coming in 2024 and Montgomery in 2025, that is the potential new look Rockies. So you need to make sure that you're planning for that. So if you can get Chris Bryant to come in and fill some outfield time for 3 years, I'm not going to be opposed to that, and let Charlie just focus on swinging it. That's a nice solid plan. And just have someone play a good enough shortstop to complement Ryan McMahon and Brendan Rodgers and CJ Cron, I think we'll be okay. I'd rather Chris Bryant come in to fill the outfield need in right field, maybe not the best, better than Charlie Blackmon on defense, and let Chuck hit. We'll talk more about Chris Bryant. We'll dive more into these free agents. With the looming lockout, we'll start focusing on some players with the Rockies, because we need to see where the dust settles after all of this, all this stuff in the next few days, on who's going to be where and what free agents are even available for the Rockies and how aggressive they were. We'll talk about that and more here on Locked On Rockies. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies. You can follow us on YouTube. Subscribe, where we got the post up there. But we're free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. Forgot to say this, but thank you for making us your first listen of the day. We really appreciate that. We're proudly part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. For your second listen, go make some money with Locked On Bets. They take great care of you over there. Your boy Q, they're still on a great hot streak. They still know what the heck's going on when it comes to making some money on some bets. Folks, follow us. Hang out with us. Locked On Rockies. We'll be coming with you new episodes all off season long. I'm Paul Holden 33 on Twitter. I'm also Paul Holden in real life, because I'd rather you call me that instead of my Twitter handle. That'd be really weird. Folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.